Okay, welcome back to a normal episode again, where hopefully the audio's not so bad as last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're not going to do a list this week. We're just going to talk and decompress, right?
Yeah, because you said no deep topics or any complex ones. So
yeah,
we're just
going to keep it fun this time.
So what do you think about Bernie Sanders dropping out of the campaign race?
Well, when I first found that out, I was half awake, and I was really hoping it would be a dream, but it turned out not to be a dream.
So you've been doing on your quarantine break.
I was sad about that. Not much, really.
You haven't had much of a quarantine break because you're still working.
Yeah, it's pretty same schedule for me. It's just I can't do stuff now. But I'd rather have nothing to do all day.
You can't, I don't know, the area you're in is very, like, populated, so, yeah. Like, restaurants are the thing to do, so it kind of sucks being where you are, because now there's nothing for you to do.
I mean, it helps that I can still Grubhub stuff, but
there's nobody around you.
Yeah, I still,
can't even friends down there.
Yeah, I can't go out in public or anything, really. I think I leave the house maybe once a week, and it's usually just for groceries.
You get to spend time with your family on Easter?
Yeah, I got to see some family from a distance.
6 feet apart. Dude, your sister's on the front lines, bro. I'd be careful of her.
I know. That's kind of scary. And then Caitlin.
Avery's sister.
Caitlin, my wife, works at Starbucks, and they're still operating, so I'm pretty high exposure.
Don't go out much. But you didn't before quarantine either.
Nah. Not really. I mean, more than I used to, which is weird, but it doesn't bother me too much that I can't go out.
Dog, I built a theme park.
What?
I built a theme park on my quarantine time.
You built a theme park?
Yeah, we took a bunch of Kinects and made a bunch of roller coasters.
Was that something you got on Easter, or did you just have that?
Oh, they had, like, two. Because we've been doing puzzles at the wazoo. Because I work 3 days a week and I have school 2 days. But on those 2 days, if I get all my work done early, I just kind of have more of a free day.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing quarantine stuff and we're too advanced for this. And we're like, let's do some Kinects, some roller coasters. Now, I have not been building much.
Now, is everyone over there just home all day?
Most of them, yeah. Hannah works, but.
Oh, she still works?
All the time. And Avery's over there, so he'll come and hang out sometimes, too.
That's so weird to me. Just hanging out at the compound.
He came over, we played Mario Party. He helped with one of the roller coasters.
Did you name the roller coaster?
Already named.
It was already named?
Yeah, a lot of them are already named. Some of them are ridiculous. Like, some of them are, like, 5 feet tall.
Dang.
And then some of them are, like, 2 feet. They're cool, though. It's weird, like, engineering, too, because I've yet to see them build one where it, like, is perfect. Like, there's always, like, either a piece missing or it doesn't quite work right. Because the motors eventually, like, start to die out and stuff. And Kinects gives you extra pieces. It's pretty much like making a 3D puzzle. It makes me wish we did Legos.
Is your family happy that you stay out of the house?
And that I'm not here as often?
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of minded myself when I am here.
Do they even know when you leave? Do they notice when you're not home?
Just when I'm in the way when I park.
Wait, why are you talking so fast?
Are you not? Will you sleep-oo?
No, I mean, you're like talking high speed. I wonder if it was lagging and trying to catch up your voice, but you sounded like you're in fast forward mode. You're going 1.5, dude.
Dude, I mean, also I bought Hannah Animal Crossing and I've been watching her play it. It's pretty cool.
Wait, you bought her it or you bought yourself it and she's playing it?
I bought her it.
Oh.
Because I knew she'd enjoy it more than I would. And she really enjoys it.
Hmm.
I haven't been playing my Switch besides Zelda, and I already beat it again.
My God. I don't think I could play that game a second time.
Zelda?
Yeah, it just felt really long.
I could play that over and over. There's a few games like I could play just over and over again.
We were talking about it when we were doing the list, but I think I logged maybe 105 hours into that game. I couldn't imagine playing that again.
I'm at 200.
Jesus. Yeah, so it's a 100-hour game.
Some games that you play just over and over again if you could. Like you're on a desert island and you know you're only gonna get like five games. What are they?
City Skylines. I'd pick a
Probably
Mario
Uncharted
game.
4, Zelda, and I can't do five. It'll just be
Yeah.
those two.
It's hard.
Dude,
I'd
you'll
want a
be
game that
logging on.
just.
Do you ever see me just playing it?
Yes, it makes me mad.
It mad because like you know I could be playing like Red Dead or something with some of this extra time?
Yeah. Or wait, are you talking about Zelda or Uncharted? Because both of them make me mad when I see you playing.
Which one makes you? I feel like Uncharted probably makes you more upset because I've played that game more than any game I've ever played.
I don't know. It's pretty equal.
It's so like, especially Uncharted. Once you get past that chapter where he's scuba diving, it's like nonstop. I kind of, I'll be honest, I muscle through that one sometimes, but it's kind of short. But once you get to like Scotland, or not Scotland, the mansion part at the beginning in Italy. It's like hard to put down.
I don't know. I think when I was playing it, it just felt slow. Like, the movement felt slow. I think I've
You know
just
what
been
else I
playing so many
started?
fast-paced games, and I'm just not used to playing a slow adventure game.
It's pretty fast paced at certain parts.
But, like, the
I've been
combat.
playing, I started Ocarina of Time over again.
On 64?
On the 3DS.
Oh.
I also bought Majora's Mask because it was only 15 bucks for the 3DS before.
And
I haven't started it yet. It, if I remember correctly, it's not that good though. Because like I think I started it one time, but only got to the first dungeon and got frustrated and stopped. And that was on the there's like some GameCube version, whatever. Blue 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 pee 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 poop poop. Who cares about this?
yeah, let's get to the real stuff.
What's one of your topics then?
Let's see. Oh, today everyone has received their stimulus.
Dude, that's been a nightmare. I
Yeah.
work at a bank, and that's all the calls were like over and over again. Dude,
I
there's
couldn't
one guy.
imagine. My bank was closed all day, and like I finally just checked my email. I was like, this amount has been deposited into your bank, and I was like, oh,
Bank
that
was
means I got it then.
closed today.
No, the mobile banking was down for
Well, yeah, our stuff was down too.
yeah. Because everyone's
And
trying to
dude, it's a nightmare.
flood
Some
it.
people get mad. So the people aren't realizing that. Well, they're realizing it now because they're not getting their money. That the IRS sent it to whatever you put on your account last year. So all these people who closed their account within this past year are like flipping out. Because they're like, "Where'd my money go?" And I'm like, "It went back to the IRS. You better call them, boy." Dude was getting on my nerves. He was like, "Yeah, what am I supposed to do about it? Like, call the government, you idiot."
What you should have been
He's
like,
like,
what am I supposed to do about it?
"They're just so slow. It's so stupid." I'm like, "Yeah, the government's slow. Where are you? Where have you been this whole time? No one likes the government."
It's so dumb how they did everyone's on the same day.
And some people didn't get theirs because of how long it takes. Because I think they're going in batches. So some people aren't getting theirs till tomorrow. And that also made people mad because they're like, "Well, I'm supposed to have it.
Oh
My rent's
God.
due."
Oh. Yeah, I've got it and it's just sitting in my bank right now. I don't really know what to do with it.
And what
'Cause
are you going to
I
do with
mean,
it?
we're both still working, so we don't need it right now. I was thinking about getting a TV, but I also just kind of want to put it in my savings and see if I'm gonna need it. because we're trying to buy a house.
My mom about that, because part of it I think was designed so you'd go spend some of it.
Yeah. Because
if you just end up saving it, then you're not helping the small businesses it impacts, right?
Right.
Especially if you're working. That's the thing. All these jobs. So, all these jobs that laid these people off. Better clarity from their employers. Because some employers are kind of shady about it. I feel bad. Because you'd assume, like, well, they're firing me instead of just putting me on temporary leave. That way I can file for unemployment. Because I think
if that's what I don't.
Temporary leave, they can't.
Yeah, I guess that's true. That's why people are getting fired.
If they're getting fired, they're able to file for unemployment. I think that's the intent, but employers aren't being transparent with that.
Right, so these people who got fired, are they going to have to reapply for their jobs, or what the hell?
And that's what's scary, is like, it's almost like a weird way to get rid of everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people who slacked off in their previous job, if you got fired, like, it's kind of a way for them to not hire you back.
Yeah.
AMC is going through it. I know somebody who's working at AMC, the Muncie one. I think they're Muncie or Noblesville. And they were saying, like, they're having, like, they got told, like, don't count on coming back.
Damn.
I guess AMC went bankrupt.
Yeah, that could have been the reason, too. Because they're saying they're going to shut down. But I've also heard stories that they're not going to.
I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen with movies.
Yeah.
Trolls is the test, and Trolls, from what I understand, have been reading, has been doing good, which is not good for the movie industry as far as movie theaters.
Oh, yeah, because that was premiered online, wasn't it?
And if it does financially better than it would at the box office, you'll probably not see any more movies come out on theaters, because it costs more than it does. It costs more to do that. Right. So if you can just release it digitally and just get all that money straight, without having to pay these theaters to host it or these companies to host it.
I wonder if it's as expensive as going to the movie theater, too. Because, like, if you go to the movie theater, you're guaranteed spending more than $40.
You're spending about $10 a person at a movie theater. The thing is with that, you're
not including snacks.
Because I think it's $12 to get Trolls. You bring a family of five. Like, I'd say probably about 1 to 3 people are going to watch that movie together. So, like, that's right.
Yeah.
Because if, let's say me and you went to the movie theater to go see Trolls, we're spending $10 a piece. But at home, if it's just $12, we're both still watching it.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So it's cost less for us. But it costs less for us, and they're getting all of that money.
Yeah.
As to where. When our tickets, they're probably getting $1 per ticket.
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, how crazy would that be to just be able to stay at home and watch a new movie that comes out, though?
Depend what movie, though, because that's the other thing, is I seriously don't know, after the Marvel movies, what the next big thing's going to be. I think those are also dead. I don't think you'll ever get that Endgame again.
No.
I heard that they're going with the Osborns, and that seems to be what these rumors are leading to, is that the Osborns are going to be the next, like, big arc, like Thanos.
Yeah, but has there been any sort of other indication to another superhero movie since Infinity War?
Or
Endgame?
They are doing Phase 4. Did you hear who's directing Doctor Strange 2?
No.
Sam Raimi.
Oh, he's already been, really?
He's been tweeting about it, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Isn't that kind of cool?
Yeah. That one's supposed to be a horror, isn't it?
Horror in quotes.
Yeah. Scary.
Don't get excited.
I never even saw the first Doctor Strange.
But yeah, I don't... Like, what do you think the next big movie genre is going to be?
I have no clue.
I think if they can get the quality there, I think video game movies have a decent shot.
Yeah.
I think there's really only one way to go about it.
They've been trying for a while.
Like the Uncharted movies coming out. I think a retelling of the first game, from what I've read, that's not what they're doing, but that would be a horrible idea. The best way to do that kind of movie is like that short thing with Nathan Fillion. It's like canonical, and it takes place between stuff.
Yeah. It's like a side story.
Yeah.
So like, that like kind of expands on the lore, because there's a bunch of stuff that happens in between those.
Especially with four, with Sam.
Yeah.
So the beginning of three, when he meets Sully, like that chapter two thing.
Yeah.
There's that whole gap of time between that and when they go to Panama's prison. And I think that's when, because Tom Holland said they're taking a lot of inspiration from Uncharted 4. Because like they've casted Sam and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I bet, and that's who the main characters are, Nathan Drake and Victor Sullivan. And Sully's played by a, what's his name? He's got a burger place.
What?
Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg?
Mm-hmm. Well, because he was, so when this movie was originally thought, he was supposed to be Nathan Drake. Like, he was cast to play Nathan Drake, but it's been so long.
What do they have these A-list celebrities playing? What do they have these A-list celebrities doing it?
Oh, Mark Wahlberg's been attached to this since the beginning. He's a producer of it.
Oh, really? I bet
he played the first game and has been wanting to make it since.
That's wild.
Well, it's wild because he's a producer, and usually, like, in that case, they'd be main characters, but he's not. He's Sully. He's the
supporting actor.
Supporting character. So I bet, in Tom Holland's Nathan Drake, yeah. Tom Holland said that they were all, like, they all played through Uncharted 4 to get the feeling of it, and he said it's, like, inspired him a lot. I hope they... HBO series The Last of Us. I hope they get Neil Druckmann or someone other to come in and help.
Neil Druckmann and who?
Or just a writer in general. Amy Hennig would be cool if they brought her back just to have her write or help write on that movie.
Hmm. Do you think another thing that kind of happened, speaking of movies, is Bob Iger came back to Disney? Did you see that?
Yeah, it makes me think that there was something happened there.
You think they're bringing him back for maybe Star Wars? Because there's a lot of Star Wars YouTube channels that I follow that have been saying this would be good for the series. And also people saying that Kathleen Kennedy has left.
Yeah, I don't think Kathleen Kennedy is being replaced by Bob Iger. Because
that's not
the kind of...
Yeah, I don't think that's not what they're saying. It's just that she is leaving the Star Wars space, and Bob Iger coming back might be something hopeful for the Star Wars series.
Oh, so he'd deal more in financial... I think he left for something completely unrelated. I bet it was like... had to have been contract or HR related. Probably more contract related. Like, I bet he wasn't getting paid as much, which he can really bargain anything. I mean, that dude made it what it is as far as financially going right now.
Yeah.
Decisions. I think a lot of analysis that Kathleen Kennedy is being replaced by Jon Favreau. Personally, I would have the Russo brothers take over Star Wars.
I don't know. Jon Favreau is doing a great job with Mandalorian. Like, that's the most Star Wars thing I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, but I think he does well with that kind of scale.
He's also working with George Lucas, which is not what anyone with the mainline movies really did, besides the first one with J.J. Abrams.
I think with George Lucas, I think that's smart, because I think people want to get in that nasty nitty gritty, like, here's what this character's dad's name was and bullshit like that. I think.
Yeah, I mean, that's all Star Wars is.
Honestly,
the story of Star Wars is pretty much just like the lineage of Anakin Skywalker.
But you could do so much with it, you know? And I think George Lucas, like, have you ever read some of the stuff he wanted to do?
Some things.
There's, I don't know what he called them, but he called them some beings that, like, ruled everything that he really wanted to get into.
Oh.
Do you know what I'm talking about? He had a name for him.
Fuck. It's like the first species or whatever.
Yeah. So I don't think they'll get that gross or stupid. But I think them hiring him on, because it's like he has these ideas. If you can polish them, they're good.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's kind of what that's kind of what his legacy is. It's like he never really wanted to be the director. I think he just wanted to produce things without getting studios involved.
I think that whole new trilogy was a test on how much can fan service get us by. There's nothing new about that new trilogy, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can hate the prequels, which is fair, and I think they did it in the wrong direction. But it's weird because, like, there's the original trilogy, but when they did the prequels, it was, like, completely different. It's almost like two different movie series.
Yeah, I mean, you could watch that separate from the first six and...
No idea.
Yeah.
If they weren't all called Star Wars, you would not assume.
Yeah.
I mean, like... But with this new trilogy, it's literally, like... It's very similar to the original trilogy. It's not new. Like, that's what... I hope they go in that direction. I hope whatever they make next is, like, completely different.
I don't even think this new trilogy is nothing. Like, what the fuck is it?
It's very inconsequential if you think about it.
I rewatched 9, and that was one of my topics I wanted to touch on. But, like, it's still a good movie. Like, the pacing's still off in the beginning. But I think they wrapped up what they could with that trilogy, but it's so far away from what the core Star Wars saga was.
But my thing is, you don't even have to do that. It's just like it in the end, like, it's just a remake. It's like a half attempt at something new, half attempt at remake.
Yeah.
About someone else.
Do you feel bad for JJ?
That's what I like about The Mandalorian. Huh?
Do you feel bad for JJ?
I kind of feel bad for everyone involved. Like, even Rian Johnson, I don't think anyone was really to blame. I think it's too many cooks in the kitchen type deal. Yeah. I think Rian Johnson, if he had complete control, would have had a cohesive story. Because my thing is, the more I think about it, there's no way he wrote that, like, any of them. Like, JJ... with 7 and 9, or even Rian Johnson, I bet they were all told, this is your deadline. And if you're going to be a part of this project and write for it, you have to have it done by this time. I bet that's why it's so disconjointed. Because, like, Rian Johnson was told, this is where, like, this is the basic story beats, and this is how this is going to get there.
Absolutely. I mean, every one of them came out at the same date, on the same month, exactly 2 years apart.
Like, I think they didn't write together in any sort of sense. That's why, like, it's hard to be like, well, he just threw everything away that JJ started. It's like, well, how long did they give him in advance to know plot details?
And to play around with it.
Because I bet he literally, before the movie even came out, or it was even finished in script, he had to have his shit, like, started. So it's like, by the time it's finished and released, there's shit in there. He's like, well, I don't know how else to get around this, and I can't. With that kind of movie, if you're going to have it that scheduled out, you can't have too many revisions, right?
I think he's still messed up with trying to take too many risks with it.
But how would he have known, like, that they weren't taking risks, right? I'm saying, like, he didn't have enough info to know what was happening. Yeah, he may have taken risks, but in his mind, he may have thought, like, well, this is how they're getting to this beat. Like, because I don't think he wrote the concepts at all. I don't think JJ did either. I think they had meetings where they had a skeleton. These plot beats, here's how you need to get there. Well, or not, no. Here's the plot beats, but you design how you get there.
So JJ didn't write the first movie. They had the guy who wrote 4 come in and write Episode 7, which is, I'm pretty sure, why it's so similar.
How did they share with Rian Johnson?
They didn't. So Rian Johnson wrote and directed 8. They did not have somebody else come in and write it for him. He was supposed to just direct it, like JJ did.
how much did he know? Like, how much of Seven? That's what it feels like to me. The more I think about the whole trilogy, is how much of each movie did they each know was going on? Like, how much of Seven did he know when he was writing Eight?
I have no fucking clue.
It's the thing with Nine. It's like, well, how long did he know what was happening before it came out? It's just, it's so inconsistent. I think the whole idea of like having other people be involved with different movies was stupid.
What you said earlier about having too many cooks in the kitchen. Daisy Ridley, this past week, actually appeared on a podcast and has spoken out for the first time about episode 9. And that was one of the biggest things she had to say about it, too. It was just, there were so many people involved that I think it just kind of got lost in itself. And
lost in the sauce.
Another thing she wanted to, she kept trying to point out is like, she was confused about where the love went for the movie, because she said January was a pretty tough time, I guess, for the Star Wars movies. Or the newer one.
That's the thing. Another thing I noticed, that people are retroactively like shitting on Seven. That was not the attitude at the time. Mm-mm. Anyone who like, Seven's such a different beast. Like, it's so different from 8 and 9. Like, 8 and 9 had controversy. 7 had no controversy at the time. Like, the only thing people had issue with was the retreading of plot points, but yeah. People still loved that movie.
Yeah, I still love that movie. I think 7 and 9 are still okay movies. Like, yeah, I still have fun with them. Own.
7 was so much better than 8 and 9, I think, even combined. So, yeah. It's a league of its own. Like, people love that. When people... I think there are a lot of liars. It's a whole Wind Waker thing of people not liking that cartoony style. But nowadays, they're like all nostalgic for it. It's like the opposite.
Nostalgia hate. But
people had all these like love boners for 7. Now that no one likes 8 and 9, we got to retroactively go and hate that one too. It's like, no, you like that one. Don't you lie about it.
I mean, maybe that will be Disney's next investment. Maybe they'll try to fix it. Not Star Wars, but like, not that trilogy, but like, try to keep it expanding and maybe move on from it.
I think they have a lot of ways they can go about it. I think the movies should be done. Stop making movies. They're not good. Stop it.
You think they might just keep pursuing like, shows like Mandalorian? Did you ever finish watching that?
I did.
Okay, good.
I think they'll go with Mandalorian, and I think the video game, that Fallen Order franchise, because that's already their best-selling EA game.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best-selling Star Wars game of all time, and that's including the Lego games.
Didn't Disney get their hands on that somehow?
Disney was a producer on it.
Oh, shit.
Disney already had their hands on it.
I think I was thinking about the Spider-Man games.
Oh, with...
with Sony.
The PS4 games?
Yeah. Sony and Insomniac.
I've read a lot about that. So, I watched this podcast interview with the guy who directed the game, and he was like, they did not interfere much.
That's good.
They're like, in fact, all the big, because they didn't know. I mean, they might now that it's like with Spider-Man being the best selling game on the PS4.
Yeah.
They'll probably, I just don't know. I don't think they'll goof with that either. I think they'll leave both of those alone.
Did you see the new promo for Spider-Verse 2?
It was fake. Is that thing you liked on Twitter with all their hands in there?
Yeah. It was fake.
Yeah, that wasn't real.
Damn it.
Yeah, I looked it up after because I was like, man, that's cool. And then no, it was fake.
Oh, Scarlet Spider on there. That would be so cool.
He's in the movie.
Scarlet Spider?
Oh, Scarlet Spider? No, sorry.
That's the guy with the blue hoodie.
Yeah, I don't know what's happening with that. Spider-Man's its own beast.
And then Venom 2 is supposed to be coming out. I
don't know. Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see what all movies and everything get postponed in air quotes.
So much that's like... Disney buying Marvel kind of made more of a mess, I think, than they anticipated, because that Venom was being made before that deal was done. Like, that was in pre-production.
Before they bought Marvel?
Yeah.
When did they buy Marvel? Like, 2012?
Yeah, because it was after the Amazing Spider-Man movies.
They were producing Venom before 2012?
Yeah, there's a whole Sinister Six line. That's what Morbius is too. But Morbius takes place. So, have you seen that trailer?
Yes, I think.
There's so it's so they reference because obviously at the end of that trailer there's the Vulture like Michael Keaton, which is Spider-Man Homecoming.
Right.
But the poster is a Sam Raimi suit, and it's a
What?
screenshot from Spider-Man PS4.
Wait,
Like, where
what?
does this take place? It's in Venom's universe.
Maybe they're doing IRL Spider-Verse. I don't know.
That's so confusing to me because it's like they reference the Venom movie.
Next thing
They
you know, you'll
reference
have Tobey Maguire in the Spider-Verse movie.
I think that's a thing.
Running
Well,
around with a
I
bunch of
read that that's
animated
what they
people.
wanted him. They wanted him to be the opening guy.
But like not his actual self, like an animated version
Oh,
of him.
yeah.
I'm saying like what if they like green screen his ass into an animated movie like Space Jam?
That'd be ridiculous.
That'd be so funny. That'd be a
Or
good
like
like
these
blooper reel.
super, or these hyper realistic like graphics on this next Spider-Man movie, but like they add in a PS4 graphics looking
Oh my
Spider-Man
God.
where he's like got polygons sticking out and stuff.
Jeez.
They need to figure what they're going out because then it's like Carnage is involved and they really are trying to get a Sinister Six going because that movie's it's still slated on that phase thing.
Would that be under Sony?
That's the thing. They're not. They've extended their deal.
Whatever happened with
So,
that? Did Disney
Tom
succumb
Holland
to?
called. They did. So now there's a Spider-Man deal going on right now for more movies. I think they said three is what's confirmed, but there could be more.
So Disney finally backed down.
I don't think either company had anything to gain from separating. I think they both benefit. And anybody who thinks differently, I just don't see how. Like, I don't think them pulling out Spider-Man helps their company at all.
Yeah.
Disney losing Spider-Man hurts.
Yeah.
That's like their biggest, still their biggest character.
Which
That
is why
they can't deny that.
them throwing a hissy fit made no sense.
Don't you? Well, okay, so it's like they're kind of getting stolen. Like they got slapped, Sony, because Disney was wanting more money, and they thought, well, you can't do anything about it if I request more of the share of this property. Sony was like, well, we still own it, so we'll just back out of this deal.
Yeah, and then they tried to
So
pull
in
the
doing
fan
that, they both
service
lose.
card.
No one was going to side with either one. That's some like,
Well, do you remember
that's too
when?
into the weeds for anyone to care,
Do
huh?
you remember when they did that and everyone was blaming Disney or Sony because of the whole Tom Holland issue? I was like, "Fuck that! I want Spider-Verse." Fuck Tom Holland.
Oh, it could all still work. It's just I don't know how long this whole train's gonna last. I think Spider-Man's its last legs. Oh, on the DC side, it seems they're having quite a resurgence.
Yeah. Well,
The movie's good. It really could like change the tide here.
don't know, 'cause Birds of Prey just came out.
But it's not good.
Exactly. So what are you saying,
It's
like?
debatable. No, like Joker is one of the highest grossing. It was a
Oh.
$1 billion movie.
Was that a DC movie though? I thought that wasn't a DC movie.
But neither is Batman. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think Black Adam or Shazam is going to do well because those are the only two that there were. Oh, and Flash. Like, I don't think those will do that well.
What about Wonder Woman?
Do well. That's kind of stuck in this whole Corona shit.
Did that one ever come out? Was it
It's got
supposed
pushed
to?
back to August.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They'll do fine. Like, I think they'll do normal numbers, but as far as $1 billion, I think Batman has a chance.
The new one?
This Robert Pattinson Batman.
I don't know, man.
Well, 'cause I think people like that kind of artsy fartsy stuff for that character, 'cause there's really no other way to do him. honestly.
I don't know. I think this is going more of a Birds of Prey route.
I don't. I think it's more of a Joker route. I think you hire like an actual, like, when you take time to make it simple. Birds of Prey is too complex. Like, you have people doing.
Who's directing that Batman?
Like, I know with Batman and the Joker, I think those movies do better because they're not ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, no one's shooting laser beams.
They're darker
in either of these movies.
Darker movies. I notice DC does well with darker stories.
Yeah, but it doesn't always have to be overt. Like, The Dark Knight is not a dark movie. I don't like when people, like, when they call it edgy. It's not.
It's got dark elements to it, I would say.
Maybe, like, the themes of, like, actual colors. But as far as, like, edgy material, no. Now, is there philosophy in there? Yeah, but that doesn't make it dark.
Yeah.
I think there's nothing wrong with having a movie that adds philosophy to it. I think that's, like, part of the best parts of Infinity War is, like, Thanos.
Dark Knight was... It wasn't dark, but it was intense. I think that's what people are mixing up with that. And who's the director of that?
Oh, Christopher Nolan.
Christopher, he's great at making intense action movies.
Did you remember that? Were you with me when we saw, what did we watch that had the Tenet preview?
I'm pretty sure it was Star Wars.
Is it Star Wars? Is that what we watched?
I think so.
And
or was it Joker?
It was Joker.
Okay.
Joker had the preview to Tenet.
Woo! Yeah, dude, I'm excited.
I was on the edge
movie.
Of my seat. Like, it took me a minute to be like, "Oh, this is some kind of thing."
That's gonna,
and then, like, cause
that's gonna break some shit like Inception did.
It's a time involving thing, which is kind of cool. But like, it was just like he's really good at creating suspense, but he's also like good at visuals. But yeah,
he's good at blowing your mind.
Yeah. Infinity War stands up with Dark Knight. I think they add enough philosophy, but also enough, like, where there's more levity. So I think that's why people separate it more, because it's like there's comedy in it. And comedy, for some reason, people don't like. As to where I thought everything in Infinity War pretty much landed. Like, what a 180 from Civil War. I don't know. That's been movie talk. That's my favorite talk, is movie talk.
Me too. We should just make this a movie podcast. It's so much easier and fun.
No, I mean, we both know a decent amount about it, which is, I think, what makes us good at talking about it.
Yeah, we do, actually.
That's the thing. That's why I like some of our video game talk, too. I feel like it's just stuff we know a decent amount about.
I just feel like video game talk can get repetitive, though. There's only so much.
Who can movie talk to? Like, if we did this every week, it would get old. That's why I don't want to be just movies.
Yeah. I guess it's been a while since we've talked about it.
It's a good change of pace.
Before we go, do you want to round it back to Joe Biden?
I don't know how this is all going to play out.
Trump is going to win again.
Is,
are you kidding me?
I just don't like our choices.
That is, of course. Like, I'm definitely going to vote third party again.
There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing. Okay, I'm just going to be clear. Whoever's watching, there's nothing wrong with voting for Joe Biden. Look back to, I think people vote for what's best. I really don't think there's anyone who votes for, like, I want to make the country worse. So if you honestly believe that Joe Biden's the best candidate, and same with Trump, I just think, what a disappointing lineup.
You should have just left it at what? You know what's going to be great, though? What I'm really looking forward to?
Are these debates?
These debates are going to be nuts. Like, nuts. I can't
wait.
Yeah,
because, like,
Joe Biden's an idiot, and Donald Trump is so arrogant. There might be,
dude,
a fist fight.
This is what I don't understand.
What would you do if they just started fighting?
Complained about Bernie being mean.
Oh, I don't fucking know.
He went after Biden.
They have no idea. Bernie literally said, I'm not attacking him on his mental state because I think that's low, like below the belt.
Yeah.
They are not ready.
No.
And I'll just make this clear, Democrats... though. I don't think that makes you a good president. But it doesn't help when you can't formulate a sentence.
Yeah. Hey, fat.
Fat. Well, as you go, when you go, and touching on the Tuesday.
Did you? I love it when kids sit on my lap.
It's when the I'm in the pool
and they
pull
they,
my hairs.
And they pull and my they leg
like
hairs.
To touch on my legs. It's like I don't know.
Have you
I
seen?
I don't know.
Did you see that video where he almost fought like someone in the crowd? Is that,
there's
like
two
this little
there's
school
two of them.
Jesus,
so he almost fought the dude he challenged to push-ups, and then he fought some like construction worker who asked him a question about his son.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I'm saying it's a battle of wits, but just... I don't know anyone who thinks Biden's going to win. And that's the crazy thing. I don't think anyone actually believes he's going to win. You're kind of nuts, though.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with voting for him. But let's be honest.
I don't think the people who are looking for a different candidate than Trump is going to be happy with Biden either.
I just hate that we don't all vote at the same time.
Yeah.
Two of the candidates I supported are gone, and I never got to vote for them.
Yep.
I wanted to vote for Andrew Yang. I didn't get to. And then Bernie's out. So now I'm stuck with this. As to where if we all voted at the same time, you'd for one have more actual results.
I can't believe he dropped out and then endorsed him. Like that was nuts to me.
Yeah, but I find it oddly suspicious the same day Bernie does, Obama does.
Elizabeth
and
Warren
there's
did
that
too.
New York. Yeah, there's that New York Post thing that's or I don't know if it's the Post. There's some article. It's out there now. Like, I don't know who, when this goes up, Friday or whatever. If you go out now, you'll be able to find it. That, like, Obama called Bernie to try and convince him to drop out. And literally, they both endorsed him at the same time. So.
You think Obama did it?
Yeah, I think Obama probably told him, like, you know. Because let's be real, I don't know if Bernie would have had a better chance. I think he would have had a better chance, but I don't know if he would have won. And I think in the Democratic Party's mind, they really believe that Biden is the guy. He's not.
He's
because
just going to get the
close
old
the
vote.
Gap.
Yeah, he's not going to get he's not going to get younger people to vote for him. It's just not going to happen.
I think in general, there's more Republicans than Democrats, but I think there's a gap of people who aren't either. And I think that's the Rust Belt. And you've got to get those. If you're a Democrat, you have to close that gap, and he won't be able to.
Yeah. I will be surprised if he pulls ahead of Trump somehow. Even with all the shit that Trump has gone through in the past 4 years, I still have a... I'm still confident he's going to win again. I mean,
you have to take away from Trump's base because you're not going to get those middle votes because those middle votes don't want Biden. It's just not happening. So you have to, if he wants to win, he's got to pull from Trump's base. But like, opinions or whatever on the coronavirus handling, but I'll just let you know, Republicans don't view this as an L. They see this as he's responding good.
Yeah.
I think that ding is the time that we've gone on a minute.
Is that our indicator?
Yeah, when we... That's the scent bell.
Well,
okay, let's go ahead and close this out. Look, I'm making jokes here. There's no need to press on with this.
The scent bell. Oh, man, that's perfect.
Get a kick.
That's so funny.
I'm going to mute myself. Close this out.
All right. We'll see you
guys
next
week. Come back to me
week.
After this.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm hanging up.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Bye, guys.
See you next time. Bye.